Welcome to the Boogie Down Bombers Podcast. A podcast talking all things Yankees and baseball.
Now batting for the Yankees.
Now, here's your hosts, Austin, Tim, and Nick.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Yankees. Oh, sorry. I thought I was doing this today.
Never. And that's you good. Almost said the wrong name.
I almost said the wrong name.
Hello,
but
everyone.
But you didn't.
Welcome back to the Boogie Down Bombers podcast, where I drive the episodes. Yeah, my name is Austin Verhill, and along with Tim LaDuca and Nick Giovanelli, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Most of not pertaining with the Yankees, but let's start with the Yankees as we always do. First off, the Yankees are in contact with Masahiro Tanaka.
We love that.
Now, is that a shock? I'm not going to say that's a shock, because I think we'd all be way more shocked if we heard that they weren't in contact with him at all.
Yeah, that would also piss me off. Greatly.
But it's promising. Yeah, I think out of the free agents that are impending free agents, I think Tanaka is the most likely to come back.
More than DJ?
Yes.
I don't think anyone's going to offer Tanaka that big of a contract that we would.
I think DJ stays. I fully believe he stays. But I think Tanaka...
Right.
I think Tanaka is as close to a lock as it can get.
I love that, man.
I think everyone does.
And they should. Great dude. Tanaka, if you're listening to this, you're the GOAT.
What has Tanaka done for the Yankees that Brett Gardner hasn't? That the fan perception is...
Pitch.
True. You're right. He's not Shohei. I mean, Shohei's not Shohei right now. So, I mean, you're correct. Brett Gardner has never pitched. But the point I was making there...
Yeah, I know.
...is I'm just... The love for Tanaka, while I do love Tanaka, I'm confused as to why Brett Gardner doesn't get the same love.
He's, 5 years older. I think.
But who is Tanaka blocking?
Nobody.
True. But would fans be? Do you think the Gardner hate would disappear if he was a bench player?
Yes.
Yes, but he just hasn't been, and that's the problem.
But we can't put that on Gardner.
Man, we need to just clip our Gardner conversation every week and just clip it in here.
You know what it is? I love him so much. And
I don't like his personality. He's boring.
You're boring. You fucking
Who's
dullard.
More boring? Who's more boring? You're Brett Gardner. Guy drove 4.5 hours without music on. Didn't even notice the music.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
He
drove to spring training last this spring, and he didn't even notice he wasn't listening to music.
What?
And that perfectly sums up Brett Gardner.
Because you know what he's thinking does. About? He is focused on not only on baseball but also the road, and that's what it was. However, I don't know. I can't go 10 minutes without noticing the music's off.
I can't drive without the music.
It's the first thing I do when I get in the car.
Me too.
Seatbelt
when I drive,
on, phone out of pocket, putting on
30
Spotify.
Seconds. I'll get in the aux. 30-second drive.
Well, I'm not poor, so I have Bluetooth, but yeah, I would immediately.
Jesus.
Well, I have Bluetooth too. It takes too long. I have to connect every time.
Every
Instead of just
time?
Jimmying the charger. Yeah, I just jimmy the charger in Apple CarPlay.
That's very odd that it takes
my Apple
that
CarPlay
long.
Doesn't my Apple CarPlay isn't Bluetooth. I don't think.
Well, I don't think any Apple CarPlay is Bluetooth.
Exactly. Yeah. So who's the poverty mofo now?
Well, it just didn't come with my car. I'm putting it in. Relax.
Imagine having a screen in your car. Couldn't be me.
So what were we talking about?
Yeah, Tanaka. I think Tanaka is better than Gardner.
He is better at his role. I think they're pretty much equal. No, what?
Yeah, I think they're pretty much equal.
You're wrong. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's... Bro. Come
on. Did we just forget 2019 happened?
With Gardner? Tanaka was better in it than Gardner was, in my opinion.
Gardner was, I think, the third most important player on the team in 2019.
With juiced balls.
Everyone was playing with juice balls there, bucko.
Tanaka pitched great with juiced balls. Gardner hit great. It's harder to pitch great with juice balls than hit great with juice balls.
Well, yeah.
So in that case, Tanaka did better than Gardner.
That's not an automatic... Okay. In 2019, I think the three most important players for the Yankees in order was DJ LeMahieu, Gleyber Torres, Brett Gardner.
Masahiro Tanaka was an all-star last year. There's that.
You mean 2019?
Well, last year was 2019.
Well, last year...
It wasn't last season. Last year.
Whatever. Whatever.
All right. Tanaka has 18.9 war in his Yankee career, which is how many seasons?
Eight or nine?
Seven.
Seven. Gardner over the last seven seasons. Pretty good. We have already talked about Gardner as he is the fourth most war out of outfielders right now.
He's also played forever.
Or like active.
Yeah.
He's behind Trout, Harper, and McCutcheon.
Who have all played less than him.
Yeah, well, they all debuted after. We're not gonna.
Yeah, they've all debuted after him.
I think if Mike Trout debuted like 4 years ago, he might have more than Gardner. Just because.
Wow, they're almost equal. 19.2 to 18.9, and that is a difference in WAR that we cannot make any judgment on.
So
19.2 is not better than 18.9.
So like, equal is what I'm hearing.
Equal, yes.
Yeah, exactly what I said. Hold on, wow, I have a call.
What?
I have a call. I'm sorry. I have to take this call.
Do I have to clip this?
Yes.
Wait, should we keep going?
Hello? Yeah, I'll mute myself.
Yeah, thanks.
All right.
Nick, what do we do? I'm lost. Don't tell Austin, but I'm lost.
Okay. All right, so we're at minutes. What do we still got?
Wait, I was going to keep going. I'll clip
it. Oh, yeah, no, I'm going to write down our next topic. Oh, yeah, that's my job, everybody. I take the notes.
I edit the podcast. Austin press play on a freaking software and falls asleep. Austin presses a red button and calls it a day. Have we ever roasted Austin? I feel like every time I'm not here, I get flamed.
Let's see. Let's keep going with the Yankees. So
wanna go to LeMahieu?
Actually, let's do that. All right. So LeMahieu, he's expected to reject their qualifying offer.
And this was my swag or not swag. Him getting the Derek Jeter treatment. Let him go get his price on the open market. Let him feel like he's important by talking to teams. Let him pamper him up. He can go up to Toronto, have a dinner there. He can go to New York with the Mets and what? Where are they going to take him? McDonald's?
they have new owners now. They might take him to a nice steakhouse.
Maybe like maybe Five Guys, which is actually pretty expensive.
I do like Five Guys.
Yeah.
Only had it a few times though.
I think unless it is unreasonable, and they call another team's bluff, and don't sign him, you gotta just match whatever he comes back with.
My ideal contract. It's not like it's just something that I'm going off of. 3 years, like $80 million.
Is he going to take 3 years, though?
Yeah, that's the thing.
These players I feel do like not it's too like short. Short contracts. I like short but contracts.
I think he'll be good for like the next like 5 or 6 years. I'm just kind of throwing a number of years out there. You know, I was trying to get the annual value of the contract, you know?
I would like 3 years. I mean, even the 10 years for Cole scares me.
Oh, yeah, that scares me a lot. Like, a lot.
Like, it's not wrong to say he's going to be bad in 10 years.
Hello, I am back. Did I lose you guys? Yes, I did. Hi, hello.
You did that?
Yeah, we lost you for like a split second. What were we talking about? Sorry. Yeah,
we were talking about
yeah, go ahead, Nick.
Garrett Cole scaring us because with a 10-year contract, he's probably going to be bad in like the 9th and 10th year.
Well, I don't know if he'll be bad or he'll just be bad in terms of how much money he's making.
Yeah. And that was my point before I lost connection for 2 seconds.
Like, I don't think we're gonna dread every time he comes up on the mound.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I think if we're looking in terms of value of contract, it's gonna be not great. But also, you gotta keep in mind that contract values are gonna go up in 10 years. So 36
million
like
this could be
in
a
10
steal.
Years, 36 million in 10 years is not gonna be what 36 million is right now.
Definitely.
How old is he?
Cole?
He just turned 30?
Yeah, I think so.
Just I mean, Verlander had a Cy Young season at 36. So.
Yeah, I don't think he's. I don't think he'll be bad by any stretch.
Yeah, Cole just turned 30. In September.
So it'll be 40. I mean, how long did Bartolo
Colon
go? I
mean, now Verlander is breaking down, though.
I mean, Colon is a much slower pitcher. So that's got to count for something. But, yeah, I'm not petrified of Cole. And Cole is going to get 10 years. He signed a 9-year, but they did the same kind of opt-in they did with Britain, where he has an opt-out after, I think, the 4th or 5th year.
Mm-hmm.
And they could deny the opt-out and add another year to the end of the season, to the end of the contract. Ooh. So he's going to get 10 years.
We have some breaking news.
I see it first.
Well, I brought it up.
Whatever. So. Say it.
I bring up the award winners here. Right?
Okay, go ahead.
Last episode too. All right, so Shane Bieber wins the AL Cy Young for pitching against the AL Central and NL Central, arguably the two worst divisions in baseball. And he is the first pitcher since 2014 to secure a unanimous selection for AL Cy Young.
Wait, first.
Well, for the
first
Cy
pitcher
Young.
since what year?
2014.
From the AL.
Wait. In the AL, who won it in 2014? I want to try to figure this out. Don't look it up. We got to figure this out.
I'm going to look it up, but I'm not going to say
it. I'm saying Verlander.
I just got it. All right.
Verlander was 2013, I think.
Mm.
That was his MVP year.
2014.
Porcello's fake one was 2016.
I was going to say Porcello.
His fake one was 2016. 2015.
It was the NL that was unanimous.
NL, okay. NL, was that Baumgartner?
No, he was
Kershaw.
4th. Yep. Clayton Kershaw got 30 votes. Corey Kluber won the AL with 17 votes. Felix Hernandez had 13.
You know what? Good for Bieber. I'm happy for him. Let's hope that. I don't know if we want to hope because he's in the American League, but I sincerely hope that Bieber is not going to be bad in the playoffs. Like, I hope he doesn't get that legacy that Kershaw had.
I hope this is a fluke year for him every time that isn't against the Yankees.
That makes no sense.
He showed us that he can have a great year and still be bad against the Yankees.
Yeah.
Exactly. I hope he continues that.
Well, that's not what you said.
That's what I meant. There you go.
Yeah, that's what you meant. That's not what you said.
What do we got? We figured out what I meant. Thank you, Tim.
Kenta Maeda finished second. Hunjin Ryu finished third.
Yeah.
No way.
With zero first place votes. There we go.
Now, here's the thing. I think the second and third place, I think that is much more of a fluke than the first place. Like, I don't think if this was a 162, Kenta Maeda and Hunjin Ryu would be second and third in Cy Young Award. Am I completely out of base saying that? I don't think so.
Yeah, I think Maeda will continue to be pretty good, but maybe not second in Cy Young voting.
Would Cole have enough time to right the ship and be in there?
Possibly.
Yes. I think he's going to win at least one in these 10 years.
What modest expectations considering the greatest pitcher of all time has three?
Tom Seaver has three?
Nope. Oh, actually, he might. Clayton Kershaw has three.
By the way,
Tom Seaver does have three.
I have never heard someone so alone in a take.
Yeah,
no, like, I'm not alone.
You're the only person I know that's ever had that take.
We put it up on a poll. We asked Tyler last week.
Oh, I'm sure Tyler had his head in the right spot asking him who's better, Clayton Kershaw or a guy on the Mets. Sure.
Well, I don't. He wasn't growing up watching Tom. Like, it's not like he was his childhood hero. You take that back. Tyler's not old. Or that old. I don't know. Anything above 25 to me is, like, ancient.
What?
Yeah, my brother turned 24 and I told him to get the cemetery plot ready.
Jesus.
You're, like, 3 years away from that.
Yeah, he's 3 years older than me. The minor leagues were a story at the beginning of the year, if you remember. And now there have been major shifts kind of all around the majors. I can't remember it was the Mets. One of the Mets affiliates found out that they were no longer a part of the Mets organization through a tweet. The Columbus Fireflies found out, and they quote tweeted, I think a Steve Cohen tweet, or a tweet, you know, like sourcing Steve Cohen. And the Columbus Fireflies quote tweeted it, saying, "Did we just get broken up with through Twitter?" The Yankees have also done major shifts in the minor leagues. There is no more Trenton Thunder with the Yankees, and there is no more Staten Island Yankees. Thank Christ. I've always wanted to go to, like, a minor league game, but nothing will bring me to Staten Island.
I think the Yankees also lost the Charleston River Dogs, I think.
I don't know. Well, because aren't they... Like, what level?
They're low A.
I think that... Well, because Staten Island...
They're right...
Staten Island was also low A.
It went Staten Island, Charleston, Tampa.
So what's happening now is their new affiliates are in Hudson Valley and Somerset. I was very happy to hear this because both of them are closer to me than Trenton and Staten. Actually, I think Staten Island's closest, but again, Staten Island. So what's it called? Somerset is becoming the double A. Which is upsetting to me. I want it to be Hudson Valley. But Somerset becomes double A. Hudson Valley becomes high single A.
And yeah, you got to think about the facilities.
Tampa drops down from high single A to low single A. So Tampa's still there with Tampa's their... Tampa is still there with their gorgeous uniforms. So
wait, yes. Tampa is in George S. Steinbrenner Field in their single A team?
Yes.
That doesn't make any sense.
Why does that not make sense?
Because the reason why they're cutting all these teams at the higher level is because of facilities.
But I think...
So wouldn't you want to put your...
I think distance also has something... I think distance also has something to play with it.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, if you're calling someone up, someone gets hurt day of, and you got to call someone up, you want your... You don't want to be calling up from single A because they're the only one that can get there in time. So, it makes sense. And Scranton is staying
there. No, but
AAA.
I love the stories when I love the stories of the guy who took an Uber 7 hours to get there. So I don't want this rule to change. Oh, yeah. I don't want this to change. I love it.
All right, whatever. Isn't that already changed?
Isn't that a weird castle hill to die on? And that is, I'm only making that point because of like pitchers hitting. Oh, remember when 1 out of 1,000 times a pitcher hits a home run? You know? Just because something happens once in a while doesn't mean we need to keep a dumb rule in place. Or a dumb
Wait,
practice.
I'm confused by what you're saying.
So I was saying I want the teams to be far away from their AAA affiliates just because it's fun to hear that story every 6 months of a player who Ubers 7 hours and had to pay with his own money.
Uber?
Yeah.
Tyler Dobak?
Exactly. Dobing?
Whatever. It's
Larry Dobnik.
It was Randy Dobnik, I think.
So, but what I'm
Something
saying is
Dobnik.
It's stupid to want pitchers to keep hitting just because you want to see a pitcher hit a home run.
Correct.
Every 90 at bats.
Now that's something it looks like that may be going out of the door. It's because the MLB has made a proposal to the Players Association where they are doing like a deal where it's almost like a trade where we'll give you universal DH, you give us expanded playoffs. So that's the deal. I know Manfred said 16 teams is too much. So expanded playoffs, but I think it's going to be less than what we had last year.
Yeah.
I was not a fan. I'm a fan of the expanded playoffs idea. I'm not a fan of how they implemented it. So
I'm
hopefully
not a, fan of a three-game series for every team. There needs to be some reward.
That's the biggest problem. That was the biggest problem.
But if you don't do eight teams and you have six teams, so that means only two division winners get a bye. That's not fair.
Yeah, that third division winner is going to be like, yo, what?
Yeah, that third division winner is going to be the Twins. So I mean, what does it matter?
No, because they had
respect
more wins
the
than
White
the
Sox
last year, right?
Respect the White Sox.
I'm not gonna.
Really, you don't think they're gonna win the division?
No.
You think they'll make the playoffs?
Probably. Maybe.
I don't know.
I'm gonna tell you what. Bad franchises, no matter what good thing is thrown at them, just find a way to be bad. I've never seen... I am so confused by this Tony La Russa movie. I can't understand it.
I got my head in the sand on this one.
Why is that?
I'm just letting it play out. It's whatever.
I'm so confused. They already had a free agent pitcher say there was no chance in hell he would go there. Because of Tony La Russa.
Cool, dude. Die on that hill. Sick.
And take your $19 million qualifying offer that you already accepted, so.
Well, he accepted it after he said that.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm not going to say that.
Allow it.
It's
drunk driving is okay. I'm not going to say that, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a good thing. It's horrible.
Well, I didn't even bring that point up yet. I'm talking purely what his effect is on players right now. I've seen... Have you seen White Sox Twitter? It's not in a great... It's yeah, there's not much of it, but they're loyal.
I didn't know it existed.
Yeah, good. They're loyal.
What about David Silva? What's his name?
Gabriel Silva. He is very happy with the move.
He is?
Yes.
He is. Love that guy.
You want to talk about a loyal fan? There it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're... It's been a disaster. And he's not going to get fired from... A lot of people are calling for his job from the DUI thing. It's not going to happen. So he got called for a DUI. It happened the day before he got hired. Or came out the day before he got... The police report was the day before he got hired. The White Sox knew about it and hired him anyway. So why would they hire him?
What was the thing in February then?
I think it was in February, but something happened where it came out the day before he got hired.
I think that's when, the verdict came in or whatever.
Yeah, it was something like that. I don't know.
Like, it actually happened in February, but...
I don't know the judicial system. I'm not going to pretend.
Never matter.
Yeah, me neither.
I've been to court.
You've been to court?
All right.
No, I got dismissed in the line by the DA, by the district attorney.
What was it, like a speeding ticket?
I hit a fire hydrant.
Oh, we talked about this.
The reason why it was so funny. Or why you went to court, I mean.
All right, we're not going to indict Timothy on anything. But...
Indict what? I didn't hear anything. What?
Huh? So
for legal reasons, I heard nothing.
They find out the day before, they hire him anyway. So people calling for his job, you're yelling at a wall. Because why would they hire him when they knew about it? But then, I mean, the public was going to find out.
I don't know. Public discourse does have a lot of influence. Do you think that the Astros would have fired some of those people if the public? Yeah, if the public didn't find out, they're not firing those people.
True,
it's a little different situation.
Yeah, it is different because I think they didn't hire him to drive a car.
That's true. But it does have a lot. There's a lapse of judgment there.
100%.
And the way he handled it with the officer was pretty funny.
Letting them off easy, too.
Yeah. And the way it's not only that he was driving drunk. He also pulled the I'm a Hall of Famer card on the cop.
What did he blow, though?
Showed him his rings.
What was his blood BAC?
I don't know. Here, I'll try to find it.
It was enough to be drunk driving.
Yeah, it was above .08.
You can still get a ticket with under a .08. Don't forget that, kids.
Well, that's if you're impaired. Impaired driving is still a thing, so don't do that.
It's not about just being drunk, so. Just don't drink and drive, anybody, please.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
Not a great idea. A high-ranking Sox official told USA Today that La Russa is in no danger of losing his job or receiving any discipline by the club.
And hey, Cora got his job back too, so, I mean...
It is his second DUI, who was arrested in 2007 when he was found asleep at the wheel. With his vehicle running and in a park at a stop sign.
I hate that.
He pleaded guilty to that charge 8 months later. I accept full responsibility for my conduct and assure everyone that I have learned a very valuable lesson and this will never occur again, he said at the time. It has since happened again. he ran his car into a curb on February 24th near Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport. He told a responding officer he had been to dinner with friends and hit something and had a tire blowout. The officer detected a light odor of alcohol, described La Russa as argumentative. La Russa was taken into custody after a field sobriety test. ESPN obtained a full arrest report, which included La Russa asking an officer, "Do you see my ring? I'm a Hall of Famer baseball person. I'm legit. I'm a Hall of Famer, brother. You're trying to embarrass me. I'm a Hall of Famer baseball person" is one of my favorite new sentences. Now remember, on top of why this move is so stupid, is he is taking over a guy who finished top three for manager of the year.
Yep, that is always funny. I feel like that happens a lot.
It happens too often. I don't know why they fired Ricky. I don't get it.
Yeah, like, to make it through the rebuild and make it to the playoffs, and you're just like, bye.
Not only that, what expectations did they have that he failed? That's the reason
he exceeded everything, really.
That's the reason you fire a manager, is because they didn't reach expectations. Or if there's
well,
some
how about this?
Huge personality problem.
What's La Russa's relationship with the White Sox?
It's the White Sox owner said letting La Russa go was the biggest mistake of his career.
And he managed their what?
From like a long time ago. Because he managed
from 79 to 86.
Yeah. Because he managed the A's and the Cardinals in between this new run.
This guy's old as a ticket. Yes. I think this is a situation where you get, hey, Tony, we're gonna rebuild, and when we're ready, we'll hire you. And this was the plan for a while.
And but are they ready? Are they competing for a title?
Well, they made the playoffs.
True, but I think they still have two more steps before they're
ready.
They gotta
right now they're in playoff bubble mode. They're not
well,
even
I agree. Why would you fire a manager who got you to a playoff with a team that you weren't necessarily expecting to make it?
I wouldn't.
I don't know.
I would if I told Tony La Russa that you're gonna be if I told a Hall of Famer you can be the manager when we're ready.
I wouldn't tell him that.
Yeah.
But what kind of you don't know what kind of relationship the White Sox have with La Russa?
There is no relationship I value that much.
What?
It's managing. It's not like he's playing. So I don't think. I mean, there's no athletic ability. So I don't. Age doesn't have that much to do with it.
I mean, it's brains.
But when
76,
you're
76, dude,
bro. 76 is rough.
Yeah.
How old is Biden?
76, I think.
77? No, I gotta find out.
Holy crap, he's 99!
Oh, is he?
He's 77. Come on.
1942, this guy was born.
Right around World War II.
Goddamn.
A little bit, yeah.
Born in home of The Office, Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Of course you want Pennsylvania, you morons.
Well, no, that's not how.
Yes, it is.
I think that's
you do not lose your home state.
Trump did. Trump lost New York.
That's different. No Republican wins New York.
Mitt Romney lost his state when he ran against Obama.
What state?
Iowa or something?
Yeah, something like that. He's Mormon, right?
He is. His
name is Mitt.
Michigan?
Yeah, wait, he's from Michigan.
Romney ran against Obama?
Yeah.
Yeah, in 2012.
It was Mitt Romney?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who'd you think it was?
I don't know. John McClain? Kane?
That was 2008.
John McClain? John McClain? John McClain?
Yo, guys, you remember when Tim said something wrong? Remember when Tim made a mistake, bro? Jeez,
bro. Remember when I called Tony La Russa Tommy La Stella?
When you talked? Remember when you talked to Tony La Russa? Oh, that's funny. Dude,
this is better. This is great. I love this.
I said called.
You said talked.
No, I did not.
You corrected yourself.
I didn't. Uh-huh. Nope. Uh-huh. Play uh-huh. back.
I'm not getting involved.
Rewind. Whatever. Who cares? By the way, Mitt Romney, name your kids better names.
Why
what do you expect from a guy named after a freaking baseball glove?
To redeem his parents' mistake?
Doesn't know any better.
Homie's got five kids, all boys.
Here's Cleet Romney.
There is Ben, Craig. Okay, those are decent names. Josh and Matt, normal here. And then we got Tag.
Tag?
Tag.
T-A-G-G.
It's probably Tage.
No, it's Tag.
There's no E.
You said...
It is
It's just
tag.
T-A-G.
It is Tag. It's 100% Tag. There's no disputing it.
Oh, there was a word I wanted to say to you guys to see how you pronounce it.
If you say it, then we'll know.
Yeah, no, I can't.
Text it.
Yeah, text it in the group chat.
No, I don't know the word.
Oh, so you're stupid.
So you don't know the word that you want us to pronounce.
DJ LeMahieu rejected his qualifying offer.
We talked about this, Austin.
That's the
segment of the episode, because you weren't here.
Excuse you.
Oh, I'll be excused. I'll let myself out.
I will cut the entire segment.
No, you won't.
Oh, don't do that. That's mean.
We're fine. Nick and I covered it quite well, yeah. To be fair.
To be frank.
What's your opinion?
I heard the entire thing.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
We were slamming you.
Yes. I was on the phone with my boss. You guys, what do you want to do first? I'm going to give you the choice. Around the horn or swag or not swag?
Swag or not swag in an ad break.
All right, we're going to take a break. Come #PropUp on Thrive Fantasy this season. Thrive Fantasy is the daily fantasy sports app for player props. They've eliminated the need to do countless hours of research because they only ask you about top-tier athletes in a respective sport. Choose 5 out of the 10 player prop options to build your lineup. Each prop has a fantasy point total associated with the over or under based on its likelihood to occur. The more points the selection is worth, the riskier it is. Rack up the most points to win a share of the prize pool. Use promo code BOOGIE when you sign up today and you receive an instant match on your deposit, on your first deposit of up to $50 with a minimum deposit of $20. Join today and come #PropUp today.
You're listening to the Boogie Down Bombers podcast. Here's your hosts, Austin, Tim, and Nick.
Not my best ad read.
It'd be like that.
It do be like that.
You
guys already know what time it is. Oh, what?
Wait.
6:51, baby.
Trevor Bauer. NL Cy Young winner.
Swag or not swag?
Not a DeGrom three-peat. Not swag.
Yeah, I'm disappointed in that, so I'm not swag.
Just got 42K at the Grand Exchange.
Definitely deserved it, though. All right.
Oh, yeah. So what time is it, Austin?
Now it's time for swag or not swag.
You know how in any, like, concert or event, the first person is usually the worst person on the lineup. So, Tim, you're going to go first today. Let's hear your swag or not swag.
He's going to stay muted now.
Swag or not swag, I didn't know I was muted. I was trying to talk. Oh. So thanks, Nick, for saying that. Swag or not swag, me running the podcast from now on.
Not swag. Boo!
I'm indifferent.
Boo!
I'm not taking a side on that
one. I got a legit one.
You know what our episode would sound like if Tim were to run an episode?
Sure. No. You guys quick on the soundboard. I got to give him that.
Here's my reaction when Tim runs an episode.
Brought back the scream.
And just like the Scream movie franchise, there's one too many.
One too many? There's like three too many. They're coming out with a fifth one.
Swag or not swag, division realignment by geographical location.
Not swag.
No.
Yeah,
way.
I'm not for it. I
don't see a need for it.
It's not that I don't like it. I just don't want it.
I just don't see a need for it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that this was going to be maybe a thing from Corona that has a lasting effect.
No, wait, forever? No, absolutely not. I like interleague play. I like playing every team.
No. I will allow the interleague play and playing every division in your league. I'm just saying, what if we didn't play the Rays?
What do you mean?
Because they wouldn't be in our division because it's by location.
What if we play Philadelphia?
Oh, so you're
the Mets.
Talking like I'm talking more about what the NFL does.
Well, the NFL is almost more bonkers than the MLB in some places.
Yeah, but when it's like a so it would be us, Boston, Philly, the Mets, Pittsburgh maybe?
Pittsburgh, Toronto.
And Baltimore.
Something like that, yeah.
And then it would be like Rays, Miami, Atlanta.
And then it would be like the California League, the California division. That would be so awesome.
Okay, I mean, I don't hate it, but I'm not like petitioning to do it.
Oh, I kind of want to. Yeah. It bothers me. Why do we fly essentially the length of across the country south? To Tampa Bay.
A Tampa flight is like 2 hours.
And then Houston is getting dogged because they're
good.
The
good.
Amount that they have to
good.
Travel? No.
Good. Fuck them.
I can't wait for you guys to open your eyes. I'm so pro Houston.
Okay, so that's your worst take of all time, so I don't really care.
And that's coming from a guy who doesn't think Tom Seaver's better than Clayton Kershaw.
It must be tough. I mean, I guess I'm just gifted. I'm just better than you guys.
I prefer
is that
not
too
to
mean?
Speak.
No. You just the whole squad's laughing, dog.
Did someone else say swag or not swag?
Yeah, Nick, your turn. I gotta save best for last year.
Right.
I just don't have a second one.
Swag or not swag. If DJ LeMahieu. If the Yankees don't sign him, Cashman gets fired.
Not swag. Ooh. Absolutely not swag.
Ooh.
I don't know if you're talking if I want that to happen or if I think it's going to happen, but it's not swag for either of them.
I think it really depends on what happens. What's the reason?
You can't let that type of player just leave.
Yeah, but unless he's being wined and dined by the Mets just to make a statement.
The Yankees should be able to match anyone's offer, no matter what.
We don't need him as much as the Mets would need him.
What are you talking about?
Can you? Okay.
He changes the lineup.
Well,
he
100%.
Is our lineup for the last 2 years.
So, no, I'm not saying he's been the most important player the past 2 years for us.
And?
But I'm just saying.
How is there how do you use butt there as a conjunction?
I don't want to give him a stupid contract when he's, what is he, 32? I don't want to give him a 10-year, what I don't know, what would it take? I don't want to give
years.
Him a
I'm not giving him 10 years either.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. If the Mets are going to make a statement, they're going to give him stupid money. I don't want to give him stupid money when Cleveland is trying so hard to get rid of Lindor.
This, I mean, Nick, you have to also consider if we pay LeMahieu, it would be less money to pay Gardner. So that's why Austin doesn't want to pay him.
What about Judge? He's going to have to get paid soon.
Wait, Tim, you still haven't said swag or not swag.
Cashman isn't getting fired.
No, yeah, not swag, not
All right, here's my first fire one. On? No one. Swag or not swag. Carlos Beltran should get a spot back in managing.
I don't care. So swag.
Wait, what do you say to this, Austin?
Yeah,
I say swag.
That's what I say.
Are you joking? Are you joking?
If Hinch and Cora are back in managing, Beltran should also be back in managing.
Okay, let me ask you a swag or not swag, Cora and him being back in managing.
Cora and Hinch?
Yeah.
No, not swag. It's way too fast.
Okay, that makes it different. I thought you were going to be this much of a hypocrite.
No, if Cora.
So you're
and
saying
Hinch...
not because of what he did, but because of Cora and Hinch having opportunities.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Swag on from your perspective. Swag for me for Cora and Hinch.
Okay. Here's the thing, dude. I don't need your approval.
You're the one who has swag or not swag. That's what this all. This is what.
I'm just saying. You said that like you were like. Okay, you could carry on having your opinion.
No, but I thought you were pro. You thought it was unfair that he wasn't getting a shot. That we need to downplay what happened. But I understand.
Whatever,
I get it.
Yeah, I don't need your opinion. All right, your turn. Wait, Nick, you didn't say anything.
I said swag, but it doesn't really matter to me.
Yeah,
I'd be fine if I'd be fine if Beltran. Got a job in managing, or if he didn't.
To be honest, your swag or not swag doesn't really matter to me either.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Why is
Jesus.
Offseason Austin
the
is
fuck?
The worst? Offseason Austin is mean.
Jesus Christ.
I got two. I had a joke one. I guess we'll just do this officially though, as a serious one. Cora and Hinch having a job. Swag or not swag?
Well, I mean, I just kind of said that, not swag.
So lame.
Yeah, not swag. Either of them.
Well, why did you want Barry Bonds to be on a team?
I think what the Astros did was way worse than what the Giants, what Bonds did. Way worse. Like, not even close.
Oh, my God.
Not in the same stratosphere.
Oh.
What the Astros
did.
Yeah,
because Bonds was hitting balls out of this stratosphere. Because of
what,
the way he cheated.
What the Astros did, if we were to put it in terms of robbery, made what Barry Bonds did look like he stole a candy bar.
Are you joking?
He stole the all-time home run record. Tim, I think I got something for you for when it comes to this. Kershaw could have two rings. And his legacy could be even bigger if the Astros didn't cheat.
We don't know that.
Yes, we do.
No, we do not. No, we do not.
He said could have. He didn't say would have.
Okay. The Dodgers could have beat him while cheating. They could have.
Now, I think the Yankees beat the Dodgers that year, if it gets to that. But...
Yeah. I also think they beat the Astros if Gary catches two freaking throws. But, you know.
Swag or not swag, you know how the NBA does, like, jerseys for teams that make the playoffs?
Yeah. Oh, yes. I love where this question's going.
Do they actually
people
do
make
that?
Bad jerseys for teams that. Who miss the playoffs.
That would be so great.
Yeah.
Wait, what? The NBA does that?
So there's these things called the earned jerseys, which I think is just a desperate money grab that, I mean, people drool over because
it
whatever.
Is.
I love jerseys. I make all of them. I don't care.
Ugh.
So instead of earning a jersey for being good, you earn a bad jersey for not making the playoffs. And so you got to wear like just
crayon,
like orange and blue camo. But it's like so pixelated because like they didn't like have enough money to print it really nicely, so it's kind of just blurry.
Everything's all iron on.
Yeah. No name, like the no names on the back of the jersey, but not because it's like historic, because you can't afford it. It just says like Mets on the back of their jersey.
Or that would be written funny. On Sharpie.
Yeah. Oh god.
It's on
that
tape.
Would be funny. That would be awesome.
All right, Nick, it's your turn.
Swag or not swag, the whole Tony La Russa thing has just been a bit of an overreaction. Not what he did. What he did was horrible. But, like, calling for his job and all that.
I'm going to say not swag simply because I think it was... It's not just because of the DUI. I think it's also a mix because I don't think many people think he should have gotten the job in the first place.
Okay, so but what do you think?
I don't think he should have got hired in the first place.
Okay. Timothy Jimothy?
I'm going to... It is a tough position to put us in. It was a DWI.
DUI. No, DWI. Wait, I'm confused by that, by the way. Because the articles say DUI.
Yeah.
Which is driving under the influence. But DWI is driving while intoxicated.
I think DWI is worse. Not that we should be breaking. I don't know.
They're both horrible things.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I always thought DUI referred to drugs and DWI referred to alcohol.
All right, looking alcohol at is a drug. Looking at the precedent set, it is an overreaction. However,
okay.
The culture in sports should be that this is not okay.
Yes, that's what I was getting at.
Put that quote in the frickin' Boogie Down Podcast Hall of Fame. Put me in the Hall of Fame. I'm first ballot Hall of Famer. I'm the best.
All three of us are because there's only three of us.
You think that's the best line you've had on the podcast?
No, I actually like my...
I feel like you've said better.
Don't laugh at me. It makes me sad. Oh, no.
Oh, and Nick, what do you think your best line is?
I'm going to leave. I'm not coming back.
Look at her sipping on that milk. Milk did that.
I also have...
Austin, you're not dumb.
Just in case I need a reminder. So... All right. You ready for mine?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get wild up in this up in this ish.
I thought my first one was pretty wild.
Now, I want to get crazy here. However, I have taken up a liking to the Phillies.
Yes.
So JT Realmuto is, I mean, maybe the best position player on the market. If he leaves the Phillies, and I don't think he's coming to the Yankees. I don't think there's any chance. He also said that he doesn't really want to come to New York. Let's do something nuts. Let's send that boy to the Angels.
Not swag.
I can see him be learning how to pitch.
Yeah, make that lineup.
Not swag.
Make that lineup bananas.
That would be. That would
I'm
just
still
be
going
just,
no swag.
That would just be comical.
Just fix
that lineup
pitching.
Is so damn good. They are underperforming as a lineup, though, too, aren't they?
Make it so that the way you fix your pitching is by scoring 13 runs every game.
I The thing is, that lineup's not producing. I don't think he makes that. I don't think he puts them over the hump for some reason. I guess unless they all put it together.
If he doesn't go to the, I think he stays with the Phillies, to be completely honest with you.
Me too.
But if he doesn't stay with the Phillies, where does he go? Who is in desperate need of a catcher? I mean, Mets need a catcher, but he stated he doesn't really want to come to New York. But the way he said it was kind of like leaning to not wanting to, but I think a lot of money could convince him otherwise.
But yeah, it's going to take a record offer for a catcher for him to come to New York.
But let's stick with New York is off the table. So no Mets, no Yankees.
Yeah.
Where is he going? And no Phillies. Who's in desperate need of a catcher? Do the Cardinals say bye to Yachty?
Always in need? No.
Do the Cardinals say...
He's only leaving when he retires.
That sucks for them. I guess it's good that the DH is coming. That's going to help Yachty's... Oh, he's not good at hitting, though.
He's only good at field. They need the DH for him.
Ooh.
So have the pitcher hit?
Yeah.
It would be better for them, probably.
That would be a bonkers rule, but that would be awesome.
I think
if you DH for everybody.
I think the DH, you're allowed to still let your pitcher hit.
You are.
It'll probably never happen. Unless you're like on a short bench and then your DH gets hurt. But
who's the catcher for the A's?
I was gonna say A's, but they don't have enough money.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not them signing a free agent. Are you crazy? Giants
the Indians.
Garbage land.
I think the Giants are gonna be good next year.
I don't know. They lost Derek Rodriguez.
Ooh. Oh no.
He's going to the Rockies on a minor league deal. Where else could he go? I'm glad you're entertained here, Tim. I'm trying to think of another team.
The Indians. Who's the Indians catcher? Perez?
Are you joking? Nick, was that a joke? You think they're fucking spending money on a free agent catcher?
If they let go of Lindor.
No.
Pay Ramuto,
no, they're trying to tank big time.
So, you know what's nice with tanking? Is usually it also comes with a rebrand a lot. The Miami did it. Who else did it? The Brewers, I mean, kinda. I mean, they didn't tank, but when they started getting better, they changed. Same with the Padres. They got
Astros.
They got good, so they changed the uniform. They changed the uniform because they changed divisions.
Divisions.
Back when we didn't know what was going on.
The only thing going on back then was them losing 120 games.
Well, I fixed it to what was soon to come.
Austin, I want to take... Is this an original thought?
I don't know. You'd have to tell me it first off.
Yeah.
No, is what you just said an original thought?
What, Ramuto?
Rebranding comes along with tanking.
Well, I mean, it's been said before because that's how it usually goes. Oh, okay. Todd Radom actually said it in the interview with us.
Oh, I don't remember that.
When there's a rebrand, it usually is in terms of a change in ownership or a change in era of a team. So, I think the Indians are at that spot where whatever chance they had that didn't lead to a championship is over.
You say era like John Sterling pronounces error.
Era.
Yeah, but you gotta say know. Era. Glaber made an era.
Too many times this year he did that.
Era.
You guys want to go around the horn? You don't have a choice. So we're going to start with Steve Cohen. It's official, and he had a press conference. And one thing he said that made me happy was that he's not competing against the Yankees. Now, obviously, some of that is not true. I mean, you're going to be competing. Free agents that want to come to New York have two options. So you're competing in that way. However, I think that may put the nail in the coffin to that stupid Mets don't trade with Yankees things. I'm hoping that's what it means. Because the Yankees aren't afraid to trade with the Mets. It was the other way around. Yankees tried to get Zach Wheeler. Yankees tried, I don't know how serious the talks were, but they tried to get Syndergaard, or like asked about him. But it was just not happening. So, and I'm hoping that that stupid rule is done. He also said that he will consider it a disappointment if the Mets don't win a championship in 3 to 5 years.
I mean, good for him for the, like, that kind of mindset.
I think he's saying exactly what Mets fans want to hear. Mets fans are very excited. But we have no idea. It's all talk right now. We have no idea.
Yeah, until they start to make some moves, you can't really tell what's going to happen.
Yeah, we're not really going to be able to evaluate him for maybe that 3 to 5 years he was talking about. And here's another thing. Obviously, it's hot news because he just bought a New York team and he's the richest owner. But give it a few years and we'll never hear about him. He'll become every other owner in the MLB.
Exactly. I don't know why we're fetishizing an owner.
Because the reason, it's the Mets.
The reason why is because
the A's were getting someone.
It's literally because the Mets have been acting like a small market team in a big market area, and now they have the richest owner in the MLB.
What owners do we know? Steinbrenner was Steinbrenner, Charles Finley. Oh,
Mike
the
Illich.
Owner of the White Sox.
Mike Illich. Vic.
Bill Veeck.
Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter.
It's a pretty big one.
Yeah.
But you don't hear about owners often. So
they're usually not as hands-on.
And Steve Cohen straight up said that he was not going to be that hands-on, I believe. I think he said he's going to hire smart baseball people, which is what you should do. So give it a few years. The reason it's so big is because the Mets now have money that they pretend they didn't have.
When they really just did.
We already mentioned Alex Cora a bit, but he is back with the Red Sox.
Gross.
The Red Sox are bad now, so who cares? Trey Mancini seems fully recovered from his cancer. And
it's a beautiful thing.
Thank
so
God. He's on track for spring training, which is fantastic. I want him to get out of Baltimore.
So bad.
Not only because he is a Yankee killer, but I want him to get recognition he deserves. You guys know who my biggest idol is, right?
Yes.
It's Michael Kay.
Yes.
You know who his idol is?
I think.
Scully.
Yes.
So Vin Scully, who I think I'm going to put him above Doc Emrick as the best announcer I've ever heard.
They're one and two interchangeable for me. Either one.
Michael Kay is there for me also, and so is Gary Thorne.
I think that also might be my top four. No, not Gary Thorne.
I love Gary Thorne.
Gotta get Sam Rosen in there, my guy.
Sam Rosen lives right by me.
I love that man.
We have run into him at Stop and Shop a few times.
That's fire.
Yeah. So, Vince Scully is narrating the 2020 Dodgers documentary. There's usually a documentary for a championship team. And this is, the Dodgers is a documentary that I would not have watched. But now I feel obligated. The other day, it was like 11 p.m. And I clicked the video. I thought it was just, like, I thought it was just a recap of Kershaw's no-hitter. Turns out, it was the full game. But I was just entranced by Vin Scully. So I watched a large portion of the game. Simply because Vin Scully was... I don't know if I can express... I can't fully understand it. But I think the most amazing part about Vin Scully is he was in the booth alone.
He did it by himself.
Can you think of another announcer that is alone in the booth?
Not
I can't.
Really.
That is
a lot of them are. I don't know examples.
It's a very radio thing, though.
Oh, TV? Yeah. Tom Brennerum?
No, he wasn't alone.
You sure?
But he's alone now. But he wasn't alone. It's just, it's not a thing that happens. It's not easy.
I can attest to that.
So, it is, and for him to do it with such ease, and it's a lot of it is because of his radio experience before television. But I've never seen an announcer, or heard an announcer, I think would be a better term, that fills time up so well. Just with his stories. And Doc Emmerich was very much like that. And Doc Emmerich was even more amazing because there's really no time to fill in hockey. And he still got stories in.
Yeah. He always had these like little tidbits while the puck was like in between face-offs. And that was only like a few minutes, if that. It's going to suck not having him for hockey next season.
Did they announce a replacement for him yet? And if they didn't, can they please bring back Gary Thorne?
He's doing Baltimore, right?
Yeah, but you could do multiple things. Ryan Rucco does the Yankees, does the Nets, and does ESPN basketball. Ian Eagle does the Nets, does TNT basketball, and does football.
Well, if Gary Thorne wants to do it and they want him, then they'll work it out.
I hope they do. I can't think of who else they would go for. Maybe they would go for, oh my goodness, why am I forgetting his name? The guy that does the Islanders. Because he does NBC also. Why can't I remember his name? Whatever. I'm sorry. Can't remember his name. But he's great. He does National League games also. But moving on from that, Stroman is back with the Mets. Took the qualifying offer. I'm not shocked.
Not surprised.
There was a chance, and I think because if the sale didn't happen, I think he probably would have left. I think he's coming back because of the excitement around the Mets.
I also think he just wouldn't be getting 19 mil, maybe like 11, but
yeah, he probably not 19. He probably wouldn't this year.
Especially because he didn't play.
So it makes sense. The one that I think was a lock was Gausman. Once Gausman got a qualifying offer, he was staying with the Giants. He's not going anywhere.
He's like, thank you.
Bauer rejected his qualifying offer. DJ hasn't yet, but it's going to. Romuto hasn't yet, but that's definitely going to happen also. So. We didn't give one to Paxton, did we?
Nope, he's gone.
I miss him. I'm going to miss him so much. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next episode.
And go Swag. Yankees. Go Bills. Bills are damn good at football, boys.
Gerrit Cole is a New York Yankee, baby.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at BoogiePod and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.